you.
Do you have to stay till?
No. Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good evening, everybody. If I don't see you, have a happy holidays, too.
Thanks.
You too. Next application.
Okay. Case number 12,632, Nicholas J. Flomp Jr. seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115.25, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Lavinia Street, approximately 425 feet northeast of Sand Hill Road. The 911 address is 15749 Lavinia Street, Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 235, MAP 20, parcel 13.03. The applicant is seeking a 5.15-foot variance and a 4.73-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback for a proposed pole building. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Nicholas J. Flomp Jr. My address is 15749 Lavinia Street, Milton, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. The floor is yours.
Good evening. Thank you, everybody, and I appreciate you all coming out to take your time to review my application for variance. Back in October, I contacted Eastern Shore Pole Builders about putting up a pole barn on my property. And, you know, we struck a deal on it. I thought everything was good. Stuff was delivered. We laid out where we wanted to put it. But then time comes to do the building. And I was explained, you know, the builder himself, he came and he said, you know, I think we're going to be a little tight on the property line. So we called and found out that we're going to be a little too close to the setback. So it's been sitting in the driveway under a cover. And then the application was filed for this variance. Couple of things about the property that make it unique as to why I'm putting the building where I'd like to put it. On the, I guess it would be the west side of the property, closer to, yeah, there you go. On the, let's just call it up next to 218, there's a, on the right side, I apologize. Oh yeah, you got it. There's, the septic field is in there. So as I would have had access to the rear of the property with the septic field, I can't really use it as a thoroughfare. It limits my ability to get back there, and I wouldn't want to crash into the ground with a vehicle. So I kind of eliminated that. On the opposite side of the property where the existing driveway stands, we came to the back of the driveway, and I'm trying to keep the building linear to the home. Okay. In doing so, there's the power cable which runs at the end of the driveway. Pretty much right where your cursor is, the power cable comes down the length of the driveway and across to the back. So trying to keep the building off the property, you know, without going too far over. So as it looks, I'm probably going to be about 8 feet from the line, as opposed to what we were hoping would be, you know, 15. Originally, when I started looking into this, I talked to Larry from Eastern Shore Pole, and I said, you know, how do I need to do this with the property line? He goes, you'll be fine. It should be 5 feet where I'm at. We're kind of farm, but as we did a little bit more research, come to find out it's a 15-foot setback. So that morning when the builder came out, he called the inspector. The inspector said, no, let's stop right there. So that's where I'm at with it right now. So I filed for the proposal to do this. Other things on the back of the property, okay, where I could come towards the rear of the property. There was a couple of pictures I had sent, and I don't know if you'll have them up there or not. It was basically showing the line from the garage back, okay? And what I was trying to do is avoid taking down a 120-foot oak tree that stands at the corner of the yard. Just behind the oak tree is where the well pump system is, okay, and all the electrical for it. So I kind of have I can't really put it there. That's not my house.
No.
Yeah, I'd like the porch. Yeah, I think it just... Okay, see where the shed is right now? You can see, actually, the tree is on the right corner of the right bottom corner of that picture. That's correct. That tree is, I would be able to put the building up pretty much close to the tree and be a lot further off the setback. Problem being is that once I put concrete down, I'm concerned about roots busting up concrete. So, you know, the option is to take down that tree, and it's a 120-foot beautiful oak tree. I don't really want to cut it down if I don't have to. The cost of it, plus, you know, taking it off the property would be... So that's actually the line from the garage. And so what I was trying to do is keep it in line with the fence. You can see the fence on the left side of that picture in the back? Correct. And I was trying to keep the building in line with that, so there'd be about a foot and a half of building inside of the fence. Okay, so the fence would actually come to the front of the pole building, the structure itself. Once it made it that, then the building became the fence itself, all the way to the back where the oak tree would have a small section that would just take and cover up that space, which is what I was trying to do with it. Unfortunately, with the power cables in the ground, I can't sink a pole down in there. I'd have to have somebody come out and move all the power cables, probably tear up the driveway to do it. I haven't explored that. I really don't want to if I don't have to. So what I'm looking to try to do is bring the thing over a little bit, try to move it back a little bit, and keep it as close off the, you know, off the line as possible. I'm thinking probably going to be closer to 7 or 8 feet than 4. I don't think I'll be 4 foot. I don't believe that, not by how I measured it out.
Well, just to be clear, the drawing that you provided us, it's mm-hmm. got a site plan where the proposed drawing is there. It shows that pole building will be 9.85 feet on the front corner from
right.
the side yard, and it would be 10.63 feet on the rear corner from the side
That's
yard.
That's pretty close to it, yes, sir.
So are you saying that it's going to be closer than that, or is that going to be where it would
well,
be located?
No, when we first introduced it, I thought it said 4 foot and 5 foot, and I...
So the setback, you're supposed to be 15 feet off.
Correct.
So when she said 4 feet, yeah, I think she said probably 5.15 feet and 4.37 feet. Does that sound right, Ms. Norton?
4.73.
Yeah, I was a little confused because I don't need to be that close. No.
No, it's not saying it's that close.
Okay.
What it says is that the setback is 15 feet. Mm-hmm. You're getting a variance of that amount from that. So it doesn't mean that it's that close.
Okay.
It means that what we're showing here is it's 10 foot and 9 foot, basically.
That's exactly what I'm hoping to get
okay.
into. Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure that was what you were seeking, because
yeah.
what we do on the board decisions is we put exactly what the where it would be located.
Right.
So I just
right.
want to make sure it wasn't going to be closer than what is showing on the survey.
And I had asked the, when I had the land surveyor come out, I said, you know, give me a foot to work with here. You know, if we see that the rooting of the tree is going to be close, you know, if I could have that foot to play with, that would be great. But I didn't know if there was a plus or minus to it. You know, if it was going to, if we say it's going to be 9 feet, 1 1/4 inches, is it going to be 9 feet, 1 1/4 inches, or is 9 feet, 2 inches?
Well, he's pretty specific on this. I mean, he's okay. gotten down not just to the, I mean, he's
he should be to the brass tacks on it, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't show whether he's got some flex one way or another. He does, and I'll be honest, the survey that we have, the site plan we have, is a little tough to read in some spots, but it does note some underground cable markings which appear to be near the front interior corner
correct.
Of that pole barn, pole building, I should say. But I don't know if there's wiggle room to go further in, you know, towards the middle as you would suggest.
If I could wiggle that thing in,
okay.
I'll do my best.
All right.
Absolutely do my best. One of the other things I would add to this as well, you can see the picture that had the shed in it. That's my storage for temporary right now. I want to get rid of the shed because once the garage goes up, hopefully, I won't need the shed. With the shed out of there, I can actually bring the building back a little bit because I have plenty of space at the back of the property. If I was able to do that, that puts me, because it's not the property line, as you can see in the picture, it's not a straight property line. It goes back at an angle,
So if you move that building back 5 feet, you're actually coming over another foot into my property. So you're using less setback. Is that, did I say that right? May I walk up there? Or?
Is there, that's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you. See, the property runs, it's almost angular coming down the side here. So if you put the garage linear, okay, to the home, all right, the front of the garage would be, say, just for example, 9 foot, the back of the garage would be 10 foot, the way that the property goes back. Yeah, it's not, if you stood at the street, it doesn't go straight to the back, it actually goes to the left or east.
Is that, I'm confused, because when I look at the site plan here, it shows it as a perfect rectangle.
The property's perfect rectangle, but
is the driveway not?
I don't think the driveway, right. I don't think everything's perfectly square.
Okay. Yeah, it does appear that perhaps the front part of that driveway is a little closer to the side property line.
I thought I owned that big tree at the driveway when I bought the house. It's okay. Not on my property.
And the house might not be set square.
But the property itself is straight. I mean, that's
yes. What,
yeah.
Yeah, and it could be, as you said, the house may not be, we didn't buy it brand new.
Does that complete your presentation?
I wanted to just read through the notes on this again to see, is the super in the property line, okay. The, couple things to add about the building going up, okay, where the property is. We're not actually in a subdivision, okay, where I'm at. Out the front door of my house is that great big giant farm. I don't think that putting the building up is going to have anything to do with deteriorating the appearance of the neighborhood as far as that goes. The where the building is proposed to go is adjacent to a garage that's built on a piece of property that that Mr. Spunger, actually, I think he just got his certificate of occupancy. So my garage is way back off the road, kind of in line with his garage. I don't think that there'd be any issues where, you know, it's not going to show it. You're not going to see it. You know, I don't think it's going to add anything to the neighborhood or take anything away.
Have you spoken to him about this?
I have.
Is he in favor of? Or?
When I asked him about it, he said, well, I'd like it to be as far from the property line as possible, you know, but he said, but he wasn't saying, you know, I'm going to come down and object to you putting it up. You know, he understands that I need more space. And he said, you know, if you could get, you know, 9 or 10 feet from that would be great. You know, it's kind of what I got verbally from him. But I didn't get any feeling from him to say, hey, you know what? I'm not having you put that up because I put up a house and I've got to be here. I didn't get that from him at all.
Questions from the board?
I guess if this doesn't get approved, what's your plan B, so to speak?
Plan B? I've got a garage for sale. It's under a tarp in my driveway.
Understand.
You know, if it came down to it, if I absolutely had to do it, I would have to remove that tree. It wouldn't be what I really want to do, though. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's going to put stuff behind the house, and I have to move the garage doors over to the left, because basically what happens at that point is where the fence is, and we have the yard fenced in for the dog, it would put the garage door actually right in line on the fence. So
could you build a smaller garage?
I could probably, well, I would have to find out how to do that, because it's sitting.
It's there now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's there. It's on the ground. I don't know if they would take it back, if I'd have to sell it and then, you know, renegotiate something with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't, I'm not going to blame anybody. I'm not going to blame the builder, the guy I bought it from. The only one that's responsible for it, that thing sitting in the driveway is standing in front of you. You know, and maybe next time I learn my lesson and do a little bit more research than less.
Mr. Sharp?
I take it you're going to be using it for storage?
Storage, vehicle, and work tools.
One car, two car?
Should be two cars in there. I have a pickup truck that I use for work, and I have a second car that I, you know, tool around in.
So a narrower one wouldn't fit those two vehicles?
Not really.
And I hear somebody chiming in from the diet. just so that we are clear.
Sure.
The only people who should be speaking are the ones at this dais or at the podium. So if anybody that you wish to have speak wants to come up and testify, they can certainly do that.
I would tell you that she's
and we can do that. We can accommodate that if need be.
She's heard you loud and clear.
Okay. All right.
But so I own a small repair business. I work on centrifuges. I'd service wastewater treatment plants throughout the Eastern Seaboard between Maine to Florida. And one of the other reasons for putting up this garage is I've outgrown my space. And as I travel for a living, I don't want my wife to be parking in the driveway when she comes home. She operates a retail store in Rehoboth. And so her nights, weekends, holidays, I'm on the road. I might be 1,200 miles away, and I really like it when she's parking in the garage at night, not outside. And if I take all the stuff that I'm carting around and putting in the shed right now, I'm out of space. So that's basically its intent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator? Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the requested variance for case 12632 for Nicholas J. Flump. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12632 has been approved.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
Have a wonderful evening and happy holidays.